You can read the entire much longer article online at jacobinmag.com. That's JACOBINMag, as in magazine.com. You've been listening to the weekly commentary by yours truly, Paul Cienfuegos. You can hear future commentaries every Tuesday on the KBOO Evening News in Portland, Oregon, and on a growing number of other radio stations. I welcome your feedback. You can subscribe to my weekly podcast via iTunes or at communityrightspdx.org. You can sign up for my community rights updates at paulcienfuegos.com. You can follow me on Twitter at cienfuegospaul. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are the people we've been waiting for.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Layla Yao, Tony Longshank-Latigre, Jamani Ward-Lewis, Al Khan, and Robert Onstad. The producer is Jenny Yokoyama. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News. Our engineer is Wesley the Potentiometer Seiwei. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K2A2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Jenny Yokoyama.
And I'm Kanan Schlesinger. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7 is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Paul Roland hosts Wednesday Talk Radio. At 9, Political Perspectives. Host Gene Bradley interviews local writer and oral historian Alan Weider about his latest book, Studs Terkel, Politics, Culture, but Mostly Conversation. We'll also hear an excerpt from an interview with Studs Terkel at KBOO in 1994. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 on The Recovery Zone, we hear a recent lecture by Charles Einstein on his book, The More Beautiful World Our Hearts Know Is Possible. It was recorded in Portland earlier this month. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Good night, Jenna.
Night, Kanan. Night, Wesley.
Au revoir.
The Sickle Cell Anemia Foundation of Oregon facilitates healthcare access and social advocacy for people in the community who live in the chronic condition. KBOO reporter Robert Onstad spoke with the organization's founder, Marcia Taylor.
Sickle cell anemia is a genetically inherited disease that affects the shape of red blood cells. Red blood cells, which aren't actually cells at all, are complex protein structures that transport oxygen from the lungs to the body tissues. Healthy red blood cells are shaped like plump, perfectly round donuts, ideal for transporting gases, and ideal for slipping past one another through veins and arteries without getting backed up. People with sickle cell anemia have asymmetrical red blood cells that are distorted into the crescent shape of a farmer's sickle. Life with the disease is difficult and painful, characterized by frequent doctor's visits, if you're fortunate enough to be able to afford them. The normal ups and downs that all of us have in our health and our stress can trigger life-threatening complications to the person living with sickle cell. People in Portland and throughout the Pacific Northwest gained a huge advocate in 1980 when compassionate Portland citizen and social activist Marcia Taylor established the Sickle Cell Anemia Foundation of Oregon. A workshop will be held tonight at 6 p.m. So get up right now and head over to the Grace Covenant Fellowship Church at 5450 Northeast Flanders Street. Info on the Facebook page for Sickle Cell Anemia Foundation of Oregon. I spoke with Marcia yesterday about sickle cell anemia and about the story of her advocacy on behalf of people living with the disease.
Sickle Cell Anemia Foundation of Oregon, and we've actually been around since the early 1980s. And we're a 501c3 organization. And We are established to provide genetic counseling, parent education. We do have limited financial support for those that are suffering with sickle cell anemia disease.